This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend, my friends. It is 9:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Enjoy, enjoy. We're talking mid-70s. Might be a little bit of a shower at some point later this afternoon, but then after that, it is going to be awesome. Clear skies for the Orange and Blue game. Folks at the Masters in Augusta, they should get pretty good weather as well. Second round will be underway. Justin Rose has a lead right now. But we've got a special guest in the studio. David O'Farrell joins us, horseman several generations deep, and he's against this decoupling we're going to explain in a minute. But David, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure. So you're involved big time into horses and horse racing in particular, correct?
Yeah, I'm a third generation horseman. I manage my family's Ocala Stud Farm, the oldest active thoroughbred farm in the state of Florida. Next year will be our 70th year in business.
Do you think everybody has a pretty good understanding, anybody in power, obviously, especially if you're in the ag sector, they understand the importance and the amount of money that flows through and comes through our communities, all of Florida, but really North Central Florida, where the horse capital, I mean, we know what the horses, what people pay for them. It's a lot of money, correct?
It is. It's a signature industry in the state. It's a $3.4 billion economic impact. And to put that into perspective, the equine industry in Florida has a larger economic impact than all college sports combined. The thoroughbred industry is way bigger than spring training, and it's bigger than the ports. It's a huge industry for the state.
So there are a couple of bills going in Tallahassee, House Bill 105, its companion Senate Bill 408, and they want to decouple horse racing from pari-mutuel betting. The way it is now, if you want to do any gambling and it's not through the Seminole Tribe, if it's not through the Seminole Tribe, then it has to be OTB. It has to be the pari-mutuel folks that's always been connected with and part of professional horse racing, correct?
That's correct. In 2001, through an act of legislature and an agreement with the horsemen and a referendum in Hallandale Beach, Gulfstream Park was allowed to obtain a slots casino so long as they had an agreement with the horsemen to give 10% of revenue to go towards purses. That's a statutory requirement. State law requires them to conduct live racing in order to operate their casino. And this decoupling bill not only threatens to lose that money that would go to purses, but it gives no incentive for Gulfstream Park to continue live racing. The precedent has been set. In 2021, all other pari-mutuel industries in the state were decoupled, including dogs, which lost their social license to operate. But standardbreds, quarter horses, every other pari-mutuel industry in the state almost immediately ceased their live events and carried on with their casinos. So it stands to reason that the owner of this racetrack, who has not been a big supporter of the industry, has not been a good steward of the industry, if she gets decoupling, she has every right to cease live racing, which we believe she will.
And what will that do to the industry? How will that impact, you know, horse racing?
It will eliminate horse racing in the state of Florida. It will devastate Marion County. A lot of horses, a lot of horsemen a lot of economic impact, will flee the state for other competitive states that have had a relationship with their equine interest and their thoroughbred industries.
Well, very wealthy people have pushed their way around in all different issues all the time, and that's why we have the legislative process, because they're supposed to look out for all the people, not just a couple of special interests. And apparently that may not be the case in Tallahassee. You're telling me that this has a lot of support, and I don't see the upside, because if they decouple it and horse racing goes away, doesn't this also open the door for anybody can put up a standalone kind of gambling casino?
Not really. There's only been one referendum passed through Broward County. The Seminole Tribe controls the gaming landscape in this state. So it wouldn't allow any more casinos, but it would really be detrimental to the thoroughbred industry, because it would give Gulfstream Park, who is the premier racetrack in the state of Florida that runs 200 days a year, every incentive to not race.
Yeah, because I'm sure that the whole sport, to run that, to run a track and all that, has probably got to be extremely expensive. So, yeah, if you're not forced to, you know, guarantee this revenue stream, would you say it was 10%?
Yeah, and it's the revenue stream's 10%. It is an expensive business to run a racetrack, but they are making money. They're vertically integrated. They own the ADW, which is another issue. It's a lot of lost revenue to the state. A lot of simulcast wagering has gone through telephones now. That money goes out of state to Oregon. Mm. The state does not get any tax from that. And since COVID, a lot of bettors, handicappers, have started wagering through the ADW platforms called advanced deposit wagering. They don't go to the track anymore. They don't wager on site, which a bigger percentage of that wager goes towards horsemen when it's on site. When it's off site through the ADW, which Gulfstream Park owns, that money goes out of state to Oregon. The state doesn't get any money from that, and the horsemen get a much lesser percentage. That's another issue that we have.
And it's interesting, because you already explained to us how important horses are to the, you know, the economy and to the ag sector, but it's actually maybe other lawmakers that do have an interest in the ag sector that are the ones that are pushing this bill. Do I have that right?
That's right. And just to step back a little bit, she's making money with racing. Gulfstream Park is making money. And when I say she, it's Belinda Stronach. But her property is worth a lot of money. Hallandale Beach, it's a prime piece of location. It's the only real estate left in Hallandale Beach yet to be developed. And it's worth a lot of money, and we fully understand her property rights and her prerogative to develop that property, but she should not be given a standalone casino as a parting gift that was built on the backs of the horsemen.
So she would be getting a gambling casino then?
She has the casino now. She wants to expand the casino. When she was awarded the Slots Casino in 2005, they had the ability to install 2,000 slot machines. They've been operating 500 slot machines. She wants to develop the property, build a new hotel, and expand the casino to 2,000 machines.
Wow. Okay. And this is the Stronach family, where what, Frank Stronach, the father, he's got big investments in Marion County himself, doesn't he?
He's the largest private landowner in Marion County and Levy County. He loved the business. He was a great, great steward of the game, but they had a family feud about 6 years ago. There was a big lawsuit that ensued. Belinda Stronach sued her father over, you know, misappropriations of family businesses, and she was awarded the businesses, and she has not been a great owner of the racetracks. There's a common theme. There's three very important states that have a lot of history in the thoroughbred industry: Florida, Maryland, and California. The Stronach Group, the Stronach family, owns the major racetracks in those states, and those states are struggling the most. They have not been good operators of racetracks, and it's time for them to get out of the business. She doesn't like the business. She wants to get out. But all we're asking the legislature is to give us a little bit of time to negotiate a path forward and get a win-win for the state that will allow us to carry our industry forward.
So really you kind of need time as one of the big things you need.
That's all we're stressing to the legislature. What's the rush to decouple this year? We lose all of our bargaining chips if they ram this thing down our throats. So we just want time. Just give us time. There hasn't been one single person that has spoken in favor of this bill other than Gulfstream Parks lobbyists through three committee sessions in Tallahassee.
And it's interesting because there are other really important issues that never make it out of committee, but I think they've been trying to hammer away at this for some time now, right?
Yeah, the skids have been greased pretty good. We definitely started the game behind. We were caught flat-footed in January when this bill was introduced, and we're trying to play catch-up, and it's been a battle. It's been a knife fight and a toll booth.
What's the call to action? What can people do to make a difference who don't want the horse industry basically to go away in Florida? We know that would be hugely detrimental. What can the people do?
Well, the driving forces behind this bill are the Budget Appropriations Chair in the House, Lawrence McClure, Senate President Ben Albritton, and Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. We need to keep the pressure on them. We need to find a win for the state of Florida. Next year is an election year. They have August primaries. Legislature begins in January. All we're asking for is a little bit of time to negotiate a deal for us going forward. We've already begun those negotiations. We're a long way off from making a deal that we need for our industry to move forward. But there's a lot of moving parts, and we cannot do it with a gun to our head. And right now, we have a gun to our head.
Has the governor weighed in at all?
The governor is an ally. He likes horse racing. We met with the governor in Tallahassee. He is for Florida businesses, and he recognizes the importance of horse breeding in the state. It's a signature industry, and it's part of our culture, and he's acknowledged that.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I don't think this is just one chapter of a bigger story. David O'Farrell, thanks for coming in and helping to try to explain this in layman's terms so we can all kind of understand it, and hopefully we can put some pressure on the legislature to make the right moves. So we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
It is 9:18 right now on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. We've got your headlines and more. It's all coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. So many things that we talk about on the air take on almost a new life when the chatter goes around. People remember when we had some horses that were being stolen and literally slaughtered, you know, and because they were selling the meat and stuff like that. We brought that to everyone's attention, and big time action is being taken as a result of that. We're not taking credit for it. We feel blessed by the fact that we can bring things up, and then we see the action that follows. And this hopefully will be the case with, you know, what we just brought up and talked about with David O'Farrell, this decoupling push to decouple, you know, horse racing and the actual live racing and decouple that from the gambling side of things. Basically, without the revenue stream, it would crush the horse racing industry, which just the horse industry itself is so vital to our economy here in the Sunshine State. And there's like a recurring theme, and I'll get to that in just a second. But for those that don't know, the Bob Rose Show is available on podcast. So if you miss an interview like this that's important and you hear people talking about it, you can go back and catch it. Okay? So all you have to do is download the podcast like you would any other podcast, or you can use the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Click on subscribe for the Bob Rose Show, and then you'll never miss a minute of the show, any of it, including that, I think, very important interview with David O'Farrell. But here's what we see real quick. There's a pattern forming, and there are these what I call squishy Republicans. They're more like it's a good old boy system, and they have their own agendas. They're not like the true conservatives like a DeSantis, like Donald Trump.
They're kind of Jeb Bush's old crowd, if you look at it that way.
There you go, yeah. And so, yeah, they can call themselves a Republican, but and that's why, you know, Governor DeSantis having a difficult time with some of these people in this. Ben Albritton, his name comes up time and time again. That seems like he's on the wrong side of these issues.
Yes.
So
just like the Second Amendment stuff.
Exactly.
It's going to be dead on arrival. Don't bother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's just one example. There are others. Yep. But yeah. So anyway, look, I think it's an important, very important issue to our area. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Carlos. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I was raised here in Ocala, and I've been in the horse industry here for over 25 years, and I've seen it, you know, for the last few decades. It's been slowly slumping. And I would like to ask Mr. O'Farrell is why the FTBOA, which is the not-for-profit for the horsemen of Florida, why they haven't had an audit in the last few decades, you know, and I feel like there's a bit of corruption in there, like you pretty much just said, the good old boys system. And, you know, they've tried to put racetracks in Ocala since the 1980s, and they fought it, had to go to the Supreme Court, and it was the FTBOA that fought it, though. That's what I don't understand. So, and, you know, you've got, there was a guy named Hancock that ran the FTBOA. Corrupt as the day is long. And now you got a guy in there that never even went through an interview process. And then how in the heck does the CEO of a not-for-profit become CEO of the year? You know, you get all these fancy awards, and it's just everybody patting everybody's back, and then they say they're caught flat-footed. We saw this decoupling coming for 10 years. So...
Are you concerned, Carlos, that, you know, a way of life of, you know, being in the anything relating to the horse community, basically, are you concerned that it's all going to kind of go away and that this decoupling will make it happen much, much quicker?
No, I feel like the horse community is pretty strong in Marion County, but the thoroughbred industry itself is in the tank all the way, and it's been that way for 5 or 10 years or more. So the, you know, to hear Mr. O'Farrell act like that he's really trying hard, and I just don't see it. And I'm in the service industry for thoroughbred, and I've kind of, you know, started leaning towards these show horses and the ones that are really taking over the county. I mean, all these thoroughbred farms have been sold. The racetracks are mowed down. They're putting in horse arenas. It's just, it's kind of frustrating to me at the bottom end of the barrel, and I don't have any power to say anything to anybody, but I would just like to have some of those questions answered.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I mean, you know, Dave is gone already. We do, that's how we do it. We do a segment and that's it. But, yeah, I mean, we're not gonna drop the issue. We want to continue, and we know there's, you know, more than one side to any story.
Sure,
it is kind of interesting on a lot of different levels, and I love horses. I'd like to see the industry. I've enjoyed going to horse racing and stuff, so I think I have a natural tendency to want to see that, support that. But I don't know the intricacies and any other issues that have popped up, really. But we'll take a look at it. And I appreciate the call, Carlos. It is 9:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. About 15 minutes, things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you can share with us. We'll get into that and all your top stories and headlines coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. I didn't realize we had more time, Greg.
Well, just a little bit. It's sneaking by on us, though.
I was ready to run away, man. It's Friday. Well, I'm just kidding.
You're ready to run out by 5 o'clock in the morning on Fridays.
It's possible.
Could be.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Some of your top stories. Orange and blue game. Woo. It's going to be even bigger than normal. I can't imagine what the crowd's going to be like. Oh, they had 48,000 last year. This is free and open to the public to watch the Orange play the blue. Insider, kind of a big practice, okay, but exciting nonetheless. And at halftime, that's when you're going to get your your championship basketball team coming out there, and and I know there's going to be an unbelievable roar of applause, and there should be. Yeah. So that's going to make it even more exciting. Kickoff's actually at 1, but at 11 a.m. they'll start some of the festivities around, you know, the stadium and stuff, and you know, there'll be all kinds of things going on, but expect the crowds to be very, very large.
Huge.
The other big thing going on is not in the community, but it's on the TV. We call it the Masters, and day number two, round number two, underway in beautiful Augusta.
Yes.
And yeah, Justin Rose developed a 3-shot lead yesterday when he shot a 7-under-65. I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do it. I could do it 9 holes. You know, it wouldn't take me 18.
Uh-huh.
And I'd get to see the whole course.
Do you understand math, Bob?
I see the nooks and crannies.
Is math part of your...
They're like, hurry up and get on the green and put it in real quick. And I'm like, dude, there is forest over there.
there's a lake over there.
We could stop at the beach.
Yeah.
Now, here they are. No, all this, got to hit it this way. Now, it really is something to watch.
It is. They're amazing.
They make it look easy.
That's the thing. That's for people who aren't into it, it's kind of boring to watch because they don't understand what it takes to be that good.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. I mean, it seriously does because I don't play. It's like you can hit that ball from here to there, wind, terrain, everything else, and you can still get that close to the hole every time.
I wonder what would happen if everybody had to pick a club and stay with that one club the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. Because now you've got to take that weight difference into consideration, and it's all on you. How hard, how soft, what angle.
Well, these are tools. It's like, this calls for, you know, a 9/16. That's it. I mean, that's what I know my range. I know where I can hit this. And, I just kind of wonder what some of the interesting things would be.
Like being stuck with a .22 revolver and you're trying to do a, you know, 1,000-yard range and hit the target. One tool doesn't
put a little loft in it. That's what I would recommend.
Need a little downwind, a little tailwind.
Need some
there.
Loft.
Yeah, loft and tailwind.
And use the anti-gravity ammo.
Yes, you'd have to use that. You'd never reach.
Yeah. Somebody's going to go in and ask for it. You know it.
I know. I'm looking for some of that anti-gravity ammo.
Just remember, Bob made the stupid statement. Don't blame it on Greg.
Oh, they know. It's okay.
Wow.
I
waited for it. I'm like, I gave Greg an opportunity. He's not taking it. He's being nice, which scares me even more.
Yeah.
So thank you for following through on that.
I'm here for you.
Oh, if I'm not self-deprecating, Greg deprecates for me.
I'm here to help.
He deprecates all over me.
All over the place. I love
that. What do we got here? The wacky broads on The View. Anna Navarro. You know, these people are actually educated.
That's the scary part.
But if you watch the show, you're like, wow.
They're really stupid.
How'd you get that gig?
Yeah. Because you're really stupid to be so educated.
Yeah.
Why don't you go burn a Tesla or something? Come on.
So she basically, let's boil it down. Here's the new mantra. Trump's crazy.
Yeah.
She said Trump should be in a padded room playing with his own drool. Okay, that's just one thing.
After 4 years of Joe Biden's drooling and...
Then you've got Crazy Crockett, king of the wild lefty frontier, Jasmine Crockett, and she's saying basically that Trump is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we can trust her.
And she's questioning his mental acuity, Trump's.
Right.
So...
From Jasmine Crockett.
So you've got... TV girl, you've got congresswoman, and then you've got a guy that's a managing partner and the head of research at Fundstrat Global Advisors. Now, I don't know exactly what they do, but this guy sent a memo Wednesday that painted a picture of the fallout from the president's trade war, and this guy Thomas Lee wrote, he had many conversations with macro fund managers who are expressing concern that those in the White House aren't acting rationally and who worry the tariffs go beyond politics and policy. Some even fear it might not be even about ideology. And then he went a step too far, and he said, a few have quietly wondered if the president might be insane. Now, do you think they all came up with that thought independently?
No.
That it's all coming out at exactly the same time, just like all the other stupid statements they made, like Russia, Russia, Russia. They all come out at the same time from the media, from the members of government, elected officials, and from these memo writers that are, you know, at a research firm. Don't you love that? Some have quietly wondered that the president might be insane.
Really?
No, that's not stretching.
No. What?
No agenda there.
And no coincidence at all.
Yeah.
No.
So there you have it. This is their verbiage of the day. Trump is cuckoo.
Right.
Okay. And so now that you have it, you'll hear it over and over again. Just like I told you, volatility. How many times did you hear it?
Yep.
You heard it more if you scanned, you know, some of the channels and what have you. But yeah, I said, oh, they're going to use a volatility word. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Roy, you're on the air.
Well, you know, I learned a long time ago, if you read the Bible, you're a conservative. But it takes an education in college to become a liberal.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
If you're not a liberal at 20, you don't have a heart. But if you're not conservative by 40, you don't have a brain. Mm-hmm. I believe that was Winston Churchill, at least. That's who I've given credit to. I think I got it. Good morning, Pat. You're on the air.
Good morning. Jasmine Crockett, she puts on that ghetto act.
Yep.
She's actually very highly educated in an Ivy League school, and I saw a clip of her before she ran for Congress, and she didn't sound anything like she sounds now. She had perfect grammar, no accent, no ghetto-ness at all. This is all a big act she puts on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yep. Because she has to have street cred.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's all a sham.
But it doesn't give her legitimacy for, you know, 95% of the people who may even care about something she's saying.
You see her doing her little rap and doing this, you know, we ain't picking cotton. It's like, and you made it to an elected office?
Well, who are you appealing to by putting this on? That's
right.
Not who she is. It's fake,
right.
Even. But you've,
I get it.
You've heard Obama do it. Obama used to do it.
That sounds so stupid.
He'd get a little, yeah. And it's like...
He doesn't know how to do it.
No!
He doesn't know how.
No. And you know who else would do it? Not the same way, not act, you know, hood or whatever. But Hillary would put on. Yeah. Maybe come up with, you know, when she's in the South, she all of a sudden she developed just a little slight drawl. And it's like, what? And so,
Al Gore used to do it, too. He was bad about it.
Well...
And he's bad at it, just like
you
Hillary
know what's
is.
Interesting about Al Gore? You never knew which Al Gore you were going to get. So
no,
it was always kind of interesting.
That's true.
Cardboard guy.
Yeah.
Sweater wearing guy.
Yeah. Makeup looking, tried to look like Ronald Reagan once during a debate. Yeah. It's
but
crazy.
At the end of the day, he's Waterworld guy because, according to him, we should be underwater right now. Blah, 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 blah,
hey, you can believe the guy who invented the internet. Yeah.
Good morning, Jeff. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to make a point about the founders and how they knew this. Woman Crockett, how fast it happens, this woman Crockett, how long ago was it that she was genuine and really, you know, humble, and then in such a short time become the complete opposite? I think this is exactly what the founders knew, how quick a reasonable person can change on a dime. God bless America.
I mean, I don't know how much she changed. Are you saying at some point she wasn't far left progressive?
Well, no, her whole sham of her.
Oh, well, know, that's, yeah.
And
I mean,
she wasn't playing this game.
And, an act,
you know,
she decided.
Got the attitude. Yeah.
And perhaps she gets more attention via that, and she could be one of those people that wants attention, regardless of whether it happens to be good or bad attention. You know, some attention is better than none at all when people really think that way. That's how they operate. But we shall see. All right. Adam Schiff, what words of wisdom does he have? Well, none. But he says the GOP, the Republicans, they are going to dump Trump. They're going to ditch him like rats off a sinking ship if the tariffs continue. The more that the left cries about the tariffs, well, the more I'm even more enamored with what Trump is doing and stand behind him even stronger. And that, yeah, that solidifies it. If they hate it, he's on the right track.
Yeah.
That's really how, yeah, that's really how I look at it. Hey, Rock the Country is coming. Ocala, May 9th and 10th. We're talking Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, a whole lot more. And we've got your tickets. Yep, and we'll give them away Monday. Listen Monday morning to the show, the Bob Rose Show, on 97.3 The Sky. Yes. And we'll give you the code word, and then you text, and you'll have a chance to win your tickets. Message and data rates may apply, but tickets are on sale right now at rockthecountry.com. And I think that's going to be a very, very good time, my friends.
And you're not going to melt your face off in August.
Yeah. Much better time to hold a big outdoor show, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Glad they listened to me.
They did, it looks like.
No, yeah. I appreciate it.
That's nice.
Coming up next, it's your turn. An opportunity for you to call in with things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it. A little attitude of gratitude. Yep, things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 97.3 The Sky. It's that time. Time to call in right now with upbeat positive thoughts. Things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. All right, so call in now. Let's go to Two-Stroke. What's making you smile?
Well, I'm sitting here with my little black cat, Squiggles, and I'm not going to end up being homeless after all because I have an incredible friend that's going to let me crash at his house and let me move in. And I'm not really sure what happened to the guy that calls the atheist guy. Maybe he got dropped on his head when he was a baby. But
All right. Well, hey, I'm smiling for you. I'm glad things are coming around and things are working out. That's definitely a good thing. I'll tell you what, making me smile.
What's
this
that?
Is going to be a gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous weekend. Oh, perfect for the Orange and Blue game up in Augusta. You got the Masters going on. We're going to have temperatures in the mid-70s on Saturday and Sunday with clear skies. Mm-mm-mm. Might get a little shower this evening, which is fine because we want to lower our fire risk and let the lawns get nice and green.
Yep.
So all these good things are going on. And, Greg, what's making you smile?
I think you stole all my thunder, but I'm looking forward to all the things that I might be able to actually get done, not get my face melted off. Again, we get the shower rolling through tonight, which makes it nice tomorrow for if you got some yard work to do. Get up a little bit early before it gets 72 tomorrow. You can do anything outside tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But you want to get those kind of things knocked out before you go down, you know, watch the game. So just kind of looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to get some pickleball in Saturday morning. Yeah,
you're going to play pickleball?
Oh, that I've been playing for a while. Look, the folks in Keystone, they run scared from me when I show up. But, Doug, I'll give you another chance to take a whooping. And he knows who he is.
Wow, what a challenge. A gauntlet has been thrown on things that make you smile.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, let's check. 877-975-9825, last chance. And good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Hey, what makes me smile is every day when that clown John calls and makes a fool of himself. That's what makes me smile.
John is a guy that'll call with something, and then he has to do an anti-God thing.
Yeah. He has to show a tragedy and then go, hey, thanks, God. You know, that's for those who don't know, that's what that is.
And it's like, you can believe whatever you want to believe.
Sure.
We have freedom. Yeah. You know, we have religious freedom, and you don't have to believe anything. But why would it bother you that other people do? Mm-hmm. Why would that,
right.
You know, if you believed in, fairy dust, magic dust was going to make your life better, Greg, I'd say, well, I don't believe in that, but yep.
You wouldn't taunt me over it.
No,
That's just weird.
Yeah, it's like, why would it be such a source of irritation that it would consume you to care so much about something you don't believe in?
Or if you don't want to hear someone talk about something you believe in, like in this case, God, Well, why would you want to suffer and punish yourself by making yourself listen to them?
No, that's true,
why
I guess.
Why would you not leave that conversation? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand. I just don't understand that strange mentality. That's just weird.
Yeah, and everybody, look, you know, that doesn't mean you have to be a believer.
Not a bit.
Well, no. Live and let live.
Yeah.
First and foremost. And, yeah.
Luckily, it's America, it's free, and that makes us smile.
But why you feel like you have to challenge something that,
yeah,
if you don't believe in it, just let it go. It's, yeah, not your thing. It's not your cup of tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, well, you don't have to discuss it because we're generally, well, we're not.
Yeah.
The Smoking Gun is coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Documents related to the assassinations of Senator Robert F. Kennedy Sr. and civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be released in the next few days, according to Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. She said, we've been very busy scanning, 100 people working around the clock. We've got boxes that have been sitting in storage for decades that have never been scanned or even seen before. We'll have those ready to release right here in the next few days. Interesting. I wonder if they'll find anything. You know, is there more to these stories than a smoking gun? That is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.